There's no shortage of fear, anxiety, and hate running rampant across the country right now. With the political climate boiling over into racial, moral, and religious debates, we all need to rest in the Word of God. Join me, Evangelist Caleb Wampler of Kingdom Encounters International, for a prayer retreat in the beautiful mountains of Moravian Falls, North Carolina, this September 22nd to 25th for a time of intense prayer, worship, and teaching. Go to kingdomencounters.us/retreat to sign up today.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and today on the Strang Report, I'm going to interview my good friend, Clay Clark, who's making such a difference with his Reawaken America tour. And he, more than anyone else, is standing up to the deep state, to the far left, and calling it like it is. And he's being canceled. And you'll find out the latest as I talk to Clay Clark. We're just going to have a conversation between two friends. I think you're going to enjoy this, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Clay, thanks for fitting me in. I don't know how you keep up the schedule you do. You've got your own Thrive Time show. You're speaking everywhere, you're running a company, you're a consultant. What motivates you to do all this?
Well, I think that a lot of people don't understand what the Great Reset is all about and what their plan is to for America, for Americans, if we don't stop the Great Reset. And so for sake of time today, if your listeners will go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, then they can find all this. But I'm just going to read you a few things that are planned for the future by Klaus Schwab. And by the way, Klaus Schwab couldn't be here today for the interviews. This is Klaus Schwab on a stick. But Klaus Schwab, he has said that he wants to dramatically change and restructure global energy, food systems, and supply chains. Two, Yuval Noah Harari, this would be the lead advisor for Klaus Schwab right here. Klaus Schwab, he says he wants to connect brains to computers, wants to connect your brains to computers. He wants to upgrade humans into gods. He wants to change the nature of money. Yuval says that humans are now hackable animals. He has said they want to establish a new class of people called the useless class. They want to shift authority and power away from humans to computers and algorithms. They want to implement the social credit score. They want to change the laws and the times. So they want to change into a new time period called the Anthropocene. Anthropocene, like anthro and then thropocene. So if you just go to Google or DuckDuckGo, type in Anthropocene, you'll see it means human-controlled genes. They want to put RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside everybody. They want to make it where you can't buy or sell without the technology in your body. And they said that ideally the response to COVID-19 should be the creation of a global healthcare system. And these are just a few of the video clips that you can find if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that I've put together in preparation for today's interview. And the button says The Great Reset Explained. And you click it, and it's these people, in their words, Steve, saying out loud their plans for all of us.
You know, I want to do a deep dive into that, but first I want to talk to you about cancellation. You know, I wrote a book about it. You had me speak
right
to Reawaken America tour about cancel culture, and it's continuing. And right before we started this interview, you told me what was just canceled actually an hour or so ago. What's up?
Well, real quick, just so we're clear, the event itself, the Reawaken America tour, will not cancel. I don't capitulate. I don't give in. I don't do that. But as far as the actual venue, you know, and this is in Rochester, this is our third venue we've gone to now. So the Armory, Main Street Armory of New York, has decided to cancel our booking with them. We're not canceling the event, but they're canceling their booking because of the pressure. I got an email, and I'll just summarize it. The email stated that unfortunately we have to cancel the event.
For no reason.
I mean, you know, it's like you get these emails, and you know, does it make any sense? I mean, because I don't want to. These people are venues. They're organizing. You know, these are places that rent out their venue, and whenever they rent out their venue, typically people that rent out their venue want to rent out their venue to other people. And I know that there have been some, you know, I'd say semi-large to major concerts that have canceled their events at the Armory due to our Reawaken America tour that'll be taking place there in August. And so, you know, a lot of times places, they just give in because they would rather cancel one event than to cancel all of their events. So I think it comes down to a mathematical equation to them.
You know, it's just incredible to me because the country is fairly evenly split. I mean, for everybody who hates your event, there are a lot of people that stand up and cheer and say, thank God somebody is standing up and speaking. But, you know, it's just our side is beginning to push back. You know, for a long time, it just seemed everybody went with the flow. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody could believe that it was really getting this bad. But we're starting to push back. But I don't see that the left is giving in. I mean, even Twitter is canceling people like Jordan Peterson, who I think is just he's a mammoth intellect. He's highly respected, best-selling author. And he says something they don't like, and they just cancel him.
And they don't care. And I want people to understand this, Steve. Too, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The Great Reset isn't about money. I just want to be very clear. They're not trying to make money. They're not trying to increase their money. They're not trying to increase their celebrity status. What they're trying to do is to remove, this is a strong statement, but they're trying to remove free will from the planet. Now, for anybody out there that says, what you just said sounds crazy, that's fair. I'm going to play this sound clip from Yuval Noah Harari. Okay? And folks, just listen to what he says out loud. This isn't me saying it. Listen.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Yeah. They're saying humans are hackable animals. And he said out loud, Steve, and I think you've done a great job with Charisma objectively covering the facts related to the COVID-19 vaccines. But he's doing an interview with the New York Times. So Yuval is on mainstream media at the Athens Democracy Forum. And by the way, this video isn't canceled. You go to YouTube, they celebrate this video. Go to YouTube, type in Athens Democracy Forum, Yuval Noah Harari, and he's asked point blank, what is COVID-19, the Great Reset, all about? This is the lead advisor for Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. And he said this out loud.
Maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time. Not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
He just said this is the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Steve, if there's not a wake-up call for Christians, I don't know what there's going to be. If you hear that, folks, and you don't get awakened or quickened or spiritually alerted with discernment to the absolute dangers of that. Now, also, Steve, you look up the Euphrates River has now dried up. The Euphrates River is drying up. You go, what? And then Biden, guess what he just did? He just signed the Jerusalem Declaration calling for a two-state Israel, and he signed it 666 days to the day after President Donald J. Trump signed the Abraham Accords. Think about that.
Make that stuff up.
Right. They can make it
up. There are people that are waking up, but they're basically people who have a megaphone. Usually it's a fairly small megaphone in the big scheme of things, and they rarely have the levers of power. So do you ever feel like the prophet crying in the wilderness, and if anyone's really listening? Because
every
a lot
day.
Of people do listen to you, but compared to the how many billions of people are there on planet Earth, 30 million in our own country. Are you seeing any shift at all? And what hope is there?
Well, as it relates to hope in general, just so we're clear where I get hope from, this isn't a gotcha answer. I just want to be very clear. If you open your Bible today, folks, to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, which, you know, Paul, by the way, was incarcerated, beaten 39 times on 5 separate occasions, right? And he wrote these words. He says, "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So I'm asking rhetorically, are we without ceasing giving thanks to Jesus? Second, says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. So are we praying without ceasing? And are we experiencing wisdom and revelation? And third, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope, there it is, the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So my hope, and this might sound harsh for somebody, my hope is in the inheritance in the saints. It is the glory of hope is for the riches of the glory of his inheritance. That's what I don't have a lot of hope for America, but I have a lot of hope for eternity. And it is not because I am a pessimistic person. It is because I have met with governors, lieutenant governors, senators, congressmen, and all of them know that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID are false. They all know that the PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the cases. They all know that COVID is 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and they did nothing. And then I alerted these same people. I said, listen, guys, there's a document. If you're listeners right now, if you're listening right now, go to time2freeamerica.com and click on the monkeypox button. Monkey, like monkeypox. You click on the monkeypox button, and there you will see that the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which is an organization founded by Ted Turner and funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, they prophesied or planned or predicted or projected that there would be a monkeypox outbreak 16 months before it happened. And they nailed it down to the day. They said May 15th of 2022, there will be a monkeypox outbreak. And guess what happened? There was a monkeypox outbreak. And now guess what just happened? The Daily Beast said, because of the monkeypox screw up, we need to admit that we now face two pandemics. And now the World Health Organization is on the verge of declaring a FEIC. And for anybody out there that doesn't know what a FEIC is, it's P-H-E-I-C, FEIC. And Tedros, who's an outspoken communist and part of the World Health Organization, he says that they are going to be discussing about declaring a FEIC on July 21st. Now, if they declare a FEIC, which is a public health emergency of international concern, the World Health Organization and all these other countries have already agreed what they're going to do if there is a FEIC. They've already made a roadmap for implementing the FEIC, and it has an 8-step program. An 8-step process that they've agreed on. And on step 2, and there's 8 steps, all of them are terrifying, but step 2 is probably the one I could zero in on the most right now today. And I'm going to read this to your listeners. And again, if you want to read this document, folks, you just want to type in public health emergency of international concern and World Health Organization. It's indexed by Google. You can find it. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to read to you what a FEIC does to our lives. Okay, here we go. Step 2. Immediately assess available data to learn what standard of care approaches from China are most effective. And then they go on to explain that every country in the world has to implement the strategy and the plan. And by the way, this strategy was endorsed by Bill Gates, Australia, China, and it involves severe lockdowns, quarantines, curfews. And if you're listening right now and you go to Google and you type in face masks, or just type in masks and click on news in DuckDuckGo or Google, the face masks are going to be returning very close to now, if not already, where you live. However, this round, they're talking about having them be required forever. So indefinitely, no like 2 weeks to stop the spread, just indefinitely.
And do you think people will actually put up with this?
I do, but I believe that Christians cannot. And I believe that when we read Matthew chapter 24, we are going to see the fulfillment of the things that before Jesus returns, there's a lot of things that have to happen. And many of your listeners out there are wonderful theologians, and some people spend a lot of time in the Bible. And I think it would be healthy if I would just fire off the verses so that way people can look this up on their own. One verse you might want to look up is Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. where John described, he says, the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were the feet of a bear, and his mouth is the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his seat, and his great authority. And then after you type in that, type in guardian of nations statue, and you'll see the United Nations statue matches that. If you open your Bible to 1 Timothy 4:4, it says us that the Antichrist prophet or the Antichrist will speak lies of hypocrisy, forbidding people to marry, telling people to abstain from eating meat. Well, guess what? Yuval Noah Harari is telling people out loud that they should no longer get married, they shouldn't have children, and they need to abstain from eating meat. And somebody says, oh, come on. Who would actually say that? Yuval Noah Harari. And you might say, well, who would listen to him? Bill Gates, Obama, and Zuckerberg. And you might say, there's no way that the average person would capitulate. What I have found is the Bible talks about a narrow gate. So listen to this. This is Yuval.
I refrain from eating meat, not because I think it will prolong my life, but because it prolongs the life of the chickens and the cows, whatever. My job as a public intellectual is not just to speak up, it's also to be heard. And to be heard, you need to kind of tailor what you say for the audience.
There, AKA he lies all the time. This is Yuval explaining how we need to upgrade humans into gods.
Just as God in the Bible designs and creates animals and plants and humans according to his wishes. Now we are learning how to design and create life. A big question is what kind of gods we will be. Will we be merciful and wise gods?
He's saying he wants to become God. If you read Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, you can learn about that. The Antichrist prophet, Daniel 11, 37, says he will have no regard for the desire of women. You've all know Harari, he's openly gay. He will claim to be greater than God. He's actually said multiple times that he will create, upgrade humans into gods that succeed the God of the Bible. If you haven't read Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, you should read that. And then just type in W02020060606. And the Bill Gates patent mechanically fulfills Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says he will claim to be God. Yuval keeps claiming to be God. Again, 1 Timothy 4, 3, he says he will forbid people to marriage and will command people to abstain from eating meat. Check. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 explains the mindset of this individual. The Euphrates is drying up. I mean, we could go on and list all these things. And then now, guess what just happened today, or what's happening today, is Putin is now gathering. He's doing a meeting with Iran to discuss what to do with Israel. And by the way, Israel, Biden just did a press conference 666 days after Trump signed the Jerusalem Accords, declaring that the only way to fix Israel is with a two-state solution. And if Israel goes back to the pre-1967 indefensible borders, we've got a problem here. So that would be Ezekiel chapter 38. So I think we're living through the fulfillment of prophecy. That's my take.
Well, you certainly make a good case for it. And of course, those of us who are believers know that some really bad things are going to happen. You can't read the New Testament and not know that. Of course, most people assume that it's going to be long after they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Or they can't really understand it. And even most Christians don't really, really believe what the Bible says. You were quoting some scriptures earlier from Ephesians. Of course, that's the hope of our calling. But most Christians don't even understand that. So what advice do you have for the person who's just trying to raise their kids, earn a living, do the best they can, navigate all these changes, wonder what strategies they should do with all these horrible things that are way beyond their control?
Yeah.
Is there, you know, people who try to live life by the Spirit of God, which is
yeah.
what the New Testament says that we
well,
should.
Well, let me just give an example, and I think maybe the listeners out there, this is hopefully encouraging for somebody, is when Jesus died for our sins and his physical body died, there were 3 days, right, where people were going, he's gone. What's going to happen now? Where's the hope? Where is the hope? He's dead. I thought he was supposed to, right? That's the most theologians agree. There was a lot of doubt and despair, right? And then Jesus showed back up 3 days. You know, he died, right? Died for our sins, rose again, right? He shows up. And, you know, Thomas is like, hey, I don't believe it's you. I don't believe it's you. And, you know, he has to show them that he, and all of a sudden their faith was built. So faith is a belief in things you can't see. And so I would, and homework tonight, I encourage everyone go to Matthew chapter 24 and read it out loud. That's one. Homework number two, we've put a whole documentary together, which you can watch for free now. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, it's free. So you can watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary and learn about, you know, Mike Lindell and General Flynn and their devotion to Christ and what they're doing and how they're trying to save the nation. And you can learn about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Bobby Kennedy Jr. and what they're doing. And you can see that all. That helps just to know what's going on. You can download, I wrote a new book you can download for free called The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset. We have hundreds of people a day that download that at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. You can do that. And then we have three final events coming up. We've got a Rochester, New York, which will be in August. We've got September, we'll be in Washington, Idaho, that border area. And then Pennsylvania will be there in October. And again, our events, you can name your price. You go to timetofreeamerica.com and people always say, why do you let people name their price? Why don't you take any income from these events? What is your motive? My entire motive is to lead people to Jesus. That's it. So I have a lot of hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I do not have any hope at all in the elected officials in America. And I'll give you an example. Look into Rand Paul, folks. Look up into Rand Paul tonight and look up into the investments that Rand Paul's family has. And then tell me why there's not investigations going after Fauci that actually results in action. Look up Madison Cawthorn. You know, look him up and say, what happened there? Look up Mike Pence and say, what happened there? Why did he certify a fraudulent election? And when you start looking into these people that say strong words, like the governor of Texas, who says strong words, but he's part of the World Economic Forum. The governor of Texas is part of the World Economic Forum. When you start to see people that have strong words and they have no action or little action, you'll start to see that the amount of people that actually are willing to fight for the country is much smaller number than what you think. And sometimes there is no justice. There is just us. And I'll leave you with that. So I encourage everybody just to understand that sometimes there is no justice. There is just us. And I would just say that Matthew 5, 10 through 11 promised us that it says, blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. And I just think we have to believe that or we don't. And it is go time for Christians. If we're a kind of a fake convenience Christian, this is probably a time to get out now because the persecution will begin.
Yeah, I want to wrap up this short podcast with talking about a book that you told me changed your life. And that was Kenneth E. Hagin's book called The Believer's Authority.
Yeah.
In fact, I reread it about a week ago. I'd read it years ago.
Yeah.
And after I heard you talk about it, I reread it. And I'd like for you to just comment. It's got kind of along the lines of what you were saying about believers.
Yeah.
We have, as believers, we have authority, whether it was in the early church with the Roman Empire, during the Middle Ages, during the time of Luther, all the way up to the present time. Those kinds of things don't change, but the circumstances change. So help people understand how they can rely on the Holy Spirit and on God's word to navigate these times.
Well, I think a lot of people, if you look up how all of the apostles died, I think that's probably where I would start, because they very much believed in God. And to my understanding, they're all very much with Jesus right now, but they all definitely suffered for their faith. Second, I was encouraging you to look up the cross and the origins of the cross and what does the cross actually mean, because the cross is the logo of Christianity. And I think a lot of Christians don't understand that. And then I'd go to Ephesians chapter 1. I'd start off at about verse 6. You can read the whole thing, but you know, verse 16, it says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I'm asking, are we praying without ceasing? 2, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, knowledge in him. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. And that what is the exceedingly greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, in the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So either the Bible is real or the Bible is not real. So I encourage people today to stand in your belief and your conviction that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ hasn't forgotten about us. He wasn't confused. He wasn't shocked by COVID-19. And we've got to press on and show the world that we actually do believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in spite of persecution. We have to celebrate persecution. If you're a Christian, guess what? You now have a target on your back. Why? Because Klaus Schwab, you've all know Harari, they want to move Christians off of the planet. They want to remove Christian theology off of the planet. That is a fact.
You know, those are sobering words, but the Roman Empire tried to eliminate Christianity.
Yeah.
And Christianity is still here. And
right.
The Roman Empire is in the dustbin of history. And we, yep. You know, it's like the preacher said one time, I've read the end of the book and we win. And we have to have that hope.
Yeah.
That ultimately good prevails. In fact, there's a whole theology about the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's going to be a wonderful time. We don't talk about it very often, but that is what supposedly follows all of this bad stuff, the Battle of Armageddon and things that we don't have time to get into. But I would just want to say that I appreciate the way that you stand up. You're bold. I've known few people bolder than you. You are among the first to be public about the whole truth about COVID. And in fact, that documentary is excellent. I've watched it. Everybody should see it. We've got to get the word out for that. And I'll also ask my listeners to share this podcast. We want to get this word out far and wide, and also to subscribe to the things that Clay Clark is doing. So I'll close by giving you the last word and remind people how they can follow you, connect with you, and watch that documentary.
Well, I'll just say this. I mean, the reason why I'm doing the Reawaken America tour is not a cash grab. And by the way, I'm a business guy. It is the reverse of a get-rich-quick scheme. I lose money at every event. I don't take an income, or I don't take a salary. So what I'm trying to do today is wake up America to get people right with God. And by the way, I can't take any money with me. No, nobody can. So I'm trying to give you the tools today. So if you want to just know what's going on, if you want to read the patents that prove the plan, you want to see the truth, just go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Take about 20 minutes, 10 minutes, go down the timeline. You can see it all. timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Two, you can watch the documentary for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com. Three, we've got the book for you. You know, you can download the book, The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset. And fourth and finally, batting cleanup, you can attend the Reawaken America Tour events, because these events, there's something that happens when you listen to Hebrews 10:25. And I'll leave you with this encouraging word from the Bible, which I'd never want to misquote the Bible, because it turns out every word of that thing was inspired by God. So I'll read it to you. This is Hebrews 10:25, which reads, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. Encourage one another. Show up at the Reawaken America Tour. Show up at your church. Don't wear a mask. Do not comply, or America will die. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Clay. And thank you to my listeners for listening to my Strength Report podcast today. Tune in again tomorrow on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.